Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org and the studios of WNYC in New York, this is the Soundcheck Podcast. I'm John Schaefer. The music you're hearing in the background represents one of the single weirdest things that we have done here in our Soundcheck studio over the past year. This is the duo, the electronic duo known as Motmos. They made an album in 2019 full of sounds of plastic. And this piece, called Crying Pill, features as its lead quote-unquote instrument an enormous plastic pill, you know, like a small medicine capsule blown up to supersize and rubbed to produce all these weird sounds, which are then electronically processed and altered, etc. So this was definitely one of the most memorable live performances that we had here in the studio on Soundcheck in the past year. And that's what today's Soundcheck podcast is. It's the first of a two-part look back at some of our favorite live performances of 2019, something we do at the end of each year. And we begin this year with a performance from the band Combo Chimbita. They're based here in New York. All the members are from Colombia. They joined us for the second or third time in April of 2019 and performed some of the music from their latest record, a wonderful mix of South American cumbia rhythms and Afro-Caribbean music. This song is called Esto Es Real. We'll be right back. that is Combo Chimbita, a band whose members are all from the country of Colombia, but they all met and formed the group here in New York. And they've really gone from strength to strength in recent albums, and that song is called Esto Es Real, which they performed here in our studio back in the spring of this year. Continuing now, we'll hear the R&B singer Emily King. Emily actually joined us a couple of times as a solo artist with her own band, but in September of this year, she returned to our studio not with her own band, but with Y Music, a contemporary chamber music ensemble that has become pretty well known for playing with people like Ben Folds and Paul Simon and other adventurous members of the popular music world. So they teamed up with Emily King on a set of really wonderful arrangements of some of her songs. This one is called Au Douai. Ooh. That's Eau du Bois, a song by Emily King and the New York-based chamber music group called Why Music. That's all one word. They specialize in playing contemporary classical music and have done a lot of work with figures from the rock and pop world, and here they are with the R&B singer Emily King. It was a really wonderful session. We are listening on this edition of the Soundcheck podcast to some of our favorite live performances of the past year. Kate Tempest joined us during the summer in July to perform some of her extraordinary music / poetry / spoken word art. Kate Tempest is a true polymath. She's published a number of plays and a novel. She's an award-winning poet. She's a very highly regarded musician and rapper in the UK. And her songs tend to be very contemporary. I mean, this is definitely someone who is living through, you know, the Brexit era in the UK. But also, there's a timeless quality to a lot of her writing as she weaves in imagery from medieval times or even ancient times in these very contemporary settings. So the piece we're going to hear is called Fire Smoke. This is from Kate Tempest.
I touch the beginning, animating animals and tree gods, scratching out legends in cave walls. The days poured down into night as we watched. We mapped stars and peaks, we fought beasts, we caught food for the feast, and we walked two abreast to receive the bound wind. The grass was black and strange as we raised plains to ash. We laid claims, we exchanged grains, we made pacts, and we clashed and we strained. And the rains lashed, and the young maids were brave, but they were made to lay flat. The old ways were too ingrained to make the rain snap, so we laid traps. We gave our names back to the saints. We sang out thanks and complaints. We burned fat, arranged bones in the flames. Each bird a great catch. Our songs were spells, and our spells were plain facts. She lay down in the road where the people go by, and she declared herself willing to try. I lay down beside her, but all I could see were the feet as they walked over me. That's when she told me I was holy elixir. She said, I thought I knew the truth, but it was only a picture. She said, we're all written in the holiest scripture. It's just we're living in this time that says, no inhibitions, get yours, keep going the distance, no limits, and don't bother protesting because nobody listens. Besides, all your solutions dissolve under scrutiny, and you can't stand a note of derision. Instead, seek approval to justify your existence. Have opinions, but have no resolve or conviction. Just keep your head down. Breathe the fumes and indulge your addictions. Routine is healthy. Ignore the affliction, the cost to the soul, or the constant constriction. Don't consider too closely. Have no intermission. Keep throwing your fists in slow repetition. Most of us manage. What makes you so different? She said, you seem a bright spot. Now go ahead. Take the road with the pilgrims. And head for the temples of democracy, freedom, growth, reason, liberty, progress, hope. But don't pay attention to what's hanging from the rope. She said, decode the language, unfold the symbols. Untold disciples got lost in the hillside. Following intellect, they let go of wisdom, and now they'll tell you the soul's a closed system. But they sacrificed instinct to phony ambition, and now what they hold in their fists have become all that there is. But total existence needs meaning and myth. Many misjudged the way and got lost in the mist. She said, your loneliness is the symptom, not the sickness. And the moment her lips said peace, my peace melted. I became a memory. I felt myself peel. I was atoms. I was magnesium. I was calcium. I was real. She said we are born of collision. We are the visions of a bigger vision, and yet we run around like hamsters, spinning the wheel, spinning the wheel, spinning the wheel, spinning the wheel. I was on my knees then. I was begging for pardon. I was old, and I was clothed in white garments in a vast red desert, where the rocks were dark blue and varnished. And a voice said, this is the garden. Now you better start sowing, or there won't be a harvest.
From England, that is Kate Tempest, recorded live here in our New York studio for a soundcheck session back in July. Fire Smoke is the name of that song, I guess I'll call it. Although Kate Tempest rarely sings, she does rap, but more often her voice occupies this weird hybrid space between rap and chant and kind of the declamation of poetry. Extraordinary artist, Kate Tempest. And that song comes from her 2019 album, The Book of Traps and Lessons. Okay, let's hear Matmos next. We heard just a few seconds of this piece at the very top of the show. Crying Pill is a work from the most recent Matmos album, which is all about plastic and about our reliance on plastic, about the many ways in which it has seeped into our lives, and about the fact that it's going to be with us for millions of years. So it's an album called Plastic Anniversary that has a lot on its mind, not the least of which is having fun. And this piece called Crying Pill features this enormous plastic pill, which can be rubbed and struck and then processed and post-produced. And this was all done live in our studio by the two members of Matmos with their electronic gear and their big plastic pill. Here's how it sounded in April of 2019. That is Crying Pill. It's a live performance in our studio back in April of this year by the veteran electronic music duo known as Motmos, using all of their electronics to record and alter and rearrange the sounds that they got from various bits of plastic. They also brought in a plastic police shield to our studio, and in another piece, they actually broke a record, an LP, and used the sounds of the broken LP as part of their piece. I still go a little green around the gills when I see a record being smashed, but that was, I guess, part of the quote-unquote fun of the piece. Of course, you can hear that whole session and all of the sessions that these performances are drawn from on our website, newsounds.org. We are looking back at some of our favorites of 2019. This is the first of two parts, and this part will wrap up with Alison Miller's Boom Tick Boom. Alison Miller is a drummer. Boom Tick Boom is the onomatopoetic name of her ensemble, which has been together for about 10 years now, and which includes violinist Jenny Scheinman, whom you'll hear in a featured role in this piece, the cornetist Kirk Knufke, clarinetist Ben Goldberg, bass player Todd Sikafoos, and Carmen Stoff at our piano in the playing the role of Myra Melford. Now, that band is full of musicians who have notable solo careers in their own right, but they all love playing with Alison Miller, and this piece may show you why. It's called Malaga.
Thank you.
That is Allison Miller's Boom Tick Boom, a high-power ensemble and a live performance in our studio of a piece called Malaga. That was recorded back in late February of this year. And this has been the first of a two-part retrospective of some of our favorite live performances in the Soundcheck podcast series in 2019. And when I say we, I mean technical director Irene Trudell, producer Karen Havlick, and myself, John Schaefer. Remember, you can hear all of the full sessions on our website at newsounds.org. In the meantime, best wishes for the new year, and be with us again next time for part two of our look back at the best of 2019.